Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
On this episode of the No Chill Podcast, we're on the road again. It's the Big Three edition from Oklahoma City, and it's presented by Keeps. So on this show, just before Gil takes the stage for the enemies, he's joined by his former teammate in D.C., Deshaun Stevenson. And we're focusing on swag, like all-time swag. That's really what the secret sauce was for him with Deshaun and Gil and players like Nick Young and JaVale McGee. So what we're going to talk about is their confidence. The confidence was key, and starting from high school. And we see how Gil's personality and Deshaun's personality sought each other out and also vibe. So it's a really cool look. It's also a quick, intimate portrayal with these guys. So we don't have a lot of time. We just get right into it. So we hope you enjoy it. Remember, you can get every episode on the Himalaya app and wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to check out the No Chill channel on YouTube. Okay, so this is what I want to get into. Set the record straight. You were going to get a tattoo.
Yes.
He stole your idea because what?
You can't say nothing around Gil, though. Gil, you can't say nothing around Gil.
What idea was this one?
Remember I was going to get the Martin Luther King? You came with the Mount...
Yeah, I took that one.
The Mount Rushmore on the leg. He was like, look, dude. I was like, damn, man, I just told you that, man.
Yeah, what's so funny is because we had the same tattoo artist. So if I hear he was going to get something, I got it first.
That's Gil, man.
That was the funny. Oh, we had that.
That was the good times right there, man.
Because that was, like, what's so funny is we didn't really have tattoos then. Mm. So it was just one year we was like,
on it.
Party. And then we just start filling up the body.
I was going to say, you went heavy on tattoo. You're probably the first guy I really saw.
Yeah, in the league, probably. Heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I said.
It was like that, like Gil said.
Had two, like, Sheed, I think, had a lot.
Who?
Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, yeah. But not like that. It'd be probably AI is the closest.
But AI was, you know, it's mostly arms.
Yeah.
You know, it's
like 06, 07.
You know, we were sitting there just putting cream on, tattooing, trying to do a regular. But you know, when you're around each other, you're sitting there like, oh, don't you start crying. Like, nah. Do the hand.
Now. I used to do it. I was like, ah.
But it's competitive too. So if you see one that's cool, or you see somebody that tries something different, then you're gonna say, I gotta step my game up.
Most of our tattoos came because we teased each other. So like I got this tattoo because I was like, yo, I don't want it on my arm.
Wait,
so
what is that for people that can't
see? So I'm gonna get this. I just got me sitting on the bench, blessed with skills. Mm. And it's all, he's a stripper.
He got
a thigh tattoo. So I'm like, wait, what?
So
tattoo?
It was a good idea.
Yeah, so one tattoo is a thigh tattoo, so now I gotta fill it up.
That's exactly how that stuff happens, y'all. And we end up getting like sleeves, chest, back. Like I got my back tatted because of him, his stomach. Like it was just crazy. We'd be around each other and just like throw off ideas.
But wait a minute, I've seen this. You have the ultimate move. You have yourself on your back.
Oh yeah, I got myself a lot. I got myself here.
You got the one on the back?
Yeah,
the family tree.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, no, that was dope. That was dope though.
But most, that's a different lane. Most people don't get themselves on their body.
Yeah, but that's Gilbert, man. Yeah, it's the same guy that puts his hands up before the shot goes in the basket. It's only right?
No, you know what's so funny is when it comes to swag, no bullshit, from high school, I don't even know if anybody ever topped your swag, though. Like, his high school swag
was so different.
It was so, I've never, because when I was coming up, you know, I was a sophomore, so he was a freshman. So when I went to the camps,
was following me around.
Yeah, y'all just following me.
In the camp. Gil was like, follow me around. He was like, yo, I'm a bust your ass today. I'm like, man, who is this motherfucker?
Leave me alone.
He literally, one camp in high school, he literally had a basketball, was following me around, talking about he was going to bust my butt. I was like, who is this guy?
You know where that came from, right?
Nah.
that you saw him as a challenge?
Yeah, everyone, but that's what I'm saying.
So you're like, I don't even know this.
I was like, I don't even know. I'm a sophomore. He's a freshman. But that's what I said. My first thing was, I just seen a lob go up and just nuts on the head, just hand, boom. I'm like, the fuck is that? I was like, who is that? That's like, oh, that's Stevenson from Fresno. I was like, damn, he's a senior? That's like, no, he's a freshman. Oh my God. What? So I'm over here sitting like, so I just met Boozer. He's coming in, and then you got DeMar Johnson, who's a 6'9 point guard. I'm like, man, this NBA thing.
And he would do exactly what he do now, go around irritating
just talking
people.
Shit, talking just go shit, around, just talking shit to people. Just going around, just talking shit, just sitting there, like, oh, sorry. All you can do is dunk. That's all I used to do. Just, I didn't have to play against still.
That's some real shit, though. That's exactly what happened.
But that's also like a hurricane, because you don't really see, or a tornado, you don't really see all this coming at you. You're just at the camp, and you're focused in your... On what you're as a high school kid?
But I'm saying, when you're coming really in, like even like the high school kids now, I'm like, yo, if y'all seen the swagger DeSean Stevenson had, it was, like, especially like dunk contest. It was like, I used to just love dunk contest because you already knew, first dunk, he going to throw it off the backboard hard and just pull it, boom, and then start doing the dance. I'm like, that's the dance right there. That's the dance right there. Yo, that shit used to be so live.
Yeah, we did grow up a different time, man. Yeah, that was whole era just.
Now you don't have freedom.
Now you
like
don't
that.
Have that. Even him, like him coming up and believing in stuff like that. You know, when he got into the league, a lot of people didn't know. Like, I already knew Gil was gonna be that because the way he put in practice and believe in stuff. A lot of guys don't do that now. Now they want to be friends. Like for him to come up and say that to me, that was bold as shit. Like, think about it, but he still does that to this day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's, like you said, his edge, his competitiveness. Like, it's just like that.
Like, then you were the first one under 6'6 point, a 6'6 guard to get drafted.
Yeah,
right?
First, yep.
Like, because, yeah, you know what? UCLA, I remember, like, USC was recruiting me. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to go to UCLA.
That's how it all happened.
I was trying to go to UCLA, and it was like, nah, we holding it for DeSean Stevenson.
They was doing, like, banners. It was going crazy, on a campus. Like, it was crazy, like, the way they was trying to recruit me.
Yeah, so Gil didn't get that treatment.
No. So they were recruiting him and Carlos Boozer. And I'm sitting there like,
Where am I?
How you? I said he's 1 year behind. What do you mean you not?
I'm here right now.
He said we're saving it for him. I said he's a whole year behind. I'm good. What's happening? They're like, nah, we saving it. Like we gonna hold this spot for him. This is his. Like damn. And then when he went pro, I was like, damn, that motherfucker was.
Like,
you know, it's like, you know, because I always look at everyone as competitors, so I never really, you know, it's like the talent is taken away. You know, it's like the talent, like, you know, I know what he does, and I'm just, you know, it's, so you don't, I didn't see how good everyone was because I'm trying to pick up what they can't do. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, I'm watching this, you know, watching everybody, okay, he got 50, but, okay, he didn't do the step backs.
He didn't do the type of person, you know,
I'm not looking at the 50, I'm looking at the, like, he didn't want to go that way.
He don't go left.
He was pretty much the first person that saw every flaw in Zion's game, because everyone falls in love with the highlights.
I'm just taking notes because that's how my game was.
But you have to be like that because then you would never get phased by other stars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
But we gotta remember, if you don't have the talent, you have to find another way to try to keep up. You have to try to keep up because, you know, back then it was like, we gotta remember, coming from the Valley, we didn't have athleticism like that. So when we went to camps, that's when it all showed. So it's like, Jesus Christ. Like I used to sit
guys,
there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
I
about.
I used to just sit there and just.
God, like, it's really guys out there doing that, taking one
face. Like, this is a freshman. I'm sitting there, and he's sitting there, head all over the rim. I'm like,
I don't even see this in the Valley.
Cap raises these guys are doing. Like, it was just a whole different level. Like, and that's when I started realizing, like, basketball is bigger than what I thought it was. You know what I mean? It's like, you only see your area. You don't see the world. Yeah. So just Fresno, you have someone damn near head at the rim. And I'm like, and then you got Boozer from Alaska, you got DC. And so it's like,
Yeah, yeah, the basketball is everywhere. Like all different types of, you know, style of play or different play. Like, you know, Gil always been crafty with the ball, handles, you know. Some people, that's what I look at, certain things. You know, you got certain guys that have these natural born gifts. You can work on your handles, but some guys have like a string. Mm-hmm.
You know, different like coordination.
Yeah, like they could do something 2 seconds that probably take me a year to get up on. You know, it's just like you said, it was like my hops, or it could be a swag, it could be a jump shot, it could be, you know, your dedication, go to the gym 24/7. I just feel like with Gil, he just worked on that. Like, I wouldn't say he didn't have talent. He had the talent, but then when he put the work ethic and then his jump shot, and he always with a big guy, could take a hit. It just like, when he found that, it was like, boom. And that's when I looked at you. That's when I knew you were different. I was like, damn, this ain't that same Gil at Arizona. You know, like this nigga, he's a star. Like, I seen one game we played. I don't know if you remember, it was your birthday. He dropped, literally, we won that game against the Clippers. I think he dropped like 50, it was like 50.
No, it was like 40-something. Oh, then that's when we had the party. Yeah.
When I tell you he single-handedly won that game, and I looked at him, I was like, dog, like, this is like, he's taking it to a different level. But he had all these things he had to do, like watch a Denzel Washington movie.
Nobody
knew these things. He had a hyper. He had this place where he just sleeping. I used to go to his house. I'm like, yo, you do all this before the game? He'd be like, yeah. I'm like, I wonder why you out here busting everybody ass.
Like, that's what I said.
He had a routine like all the time. You catch him at the gym the night before, putting up 1,000 shots. Or he'll go there and be like, oh, today I'm just all gonna go left handed. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll go to the gym. He literally has a string around his right arm. He'll be going there with his left hand. Just little things that Gil used to do. You know, that's the things I just took from him.
Okay, so the difference, because we've seen his preparation too, which is, you know, high level. Where did you put all that together? And then when did you see that and say, I don't do that?
Like, so my first year, you know, our team was just all over the place. You know, we had veterans, we had, you know, so we didn't really have.
You're talking about Golden State.
Yeah, Golden State. We didn't really have, like, I wouldn't say dedicated players, just they were just young players. So, you know, Larry Hughes was young, Antoine was young. So it wasn't really a team that had veterans that was teaching. So I was lucky enough to have Chris Mullin come in. So it was a summer where Chris Mullin, I was in there just working out, just working. And he was like, I've been watching you, you know, day after day, and you're not working right. I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. And then we just started working out. And then with Mark Jackson, you know, added those two pieces, and then I got the little, you know, workout routine. And then from there, they said, that's the most important thing. Having a routine you can go to all the time. Because if your routine is done, your mental is done.
All right, we have to take a break. Talk about our friends at Keeps, who are making the No Chill Big 3 Summer Tour possible. Hey guys, losing your hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Think about that. So we're introducing Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. For 5 minutes now and starting at just $10 per month, you'll never have to worry about hair loss again. And it's easy to get started. Super easy, and signing up takes less than 5 minutes. Just answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And that doctor is a licensed physician who will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and shipped right to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but never for this price. Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss, so you're good to go. Some men do experience hair regrowth. At best, men will get back up to 20% of the hair they lost. That's 20%. And it's only $10 to $35 a month. Plus, now you get your first month free. We'll tell you how. It's a hell of a deal for keeping your hair. We got a lot of guys who love the No Chill podcast, and we want to make you look good. So here's how it works. We have a special offer for fans of the No Chill podcast. Fans who suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need is to wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to help get the hair you need. For a limited time, receive your first month free. Go to keeps.com/no chill. First month free. Remember that. At keeps.com/no chill. KEEPS.com/NoChill. Keeps hair today, hair tomorrow. Let's get back to the show.
And that's
you never had that in college?
Huh?
Never had that in college?
Like, I mean, what I'm saying is I worked. I just went in the gym and just did not do. I didn't have.
He got to a point where he knew, like, what to do. And I felt like that's when I met him, because I used to go to the gym, but it wasn't like that. Like, I told you, you asked me, that when did you go to the gym early? It was seeing him. He called me one day. He's like, yo, it's your contract year, boy. You need to get in the gym. You need to swipe that proxy. So I start going in there, and I start shooting shots and see my level of play going up. And I was like, damn, like, he is right. Like when you just do it every day, you don't think about it.
But you came in with vets in Utah.
Yeah, but they were more like laid back. Right. They already knew
they put their work in.
It's like how Karl Malone and John Stockton go and like work on something. Like they've been doing it.
But was at that point they were kind of on the way out?
Yes,
right before
I feel
you.
Like
so,
that too. Yeah.
Listen, and that's the hard part about the NBA. If you're and this is where I say I thought I did a bad job towards the end. Is I put my work in. So when I was hurt, I wasn't really working. It was more rehab. So when the young kids are seeing me, they're like, oh, we can do what he do. Not knowing that, no, this is not what I do. What I do is this. So I didn't really teach them, you know, I didn't pass on.
Or to catch a vet, like, Mullen was in a good place because he was retired.
Yeah, he was retired.
But he's still looking for some purpose. For Karl Malone and Stockton, they realized it was the end of the road.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Most people,
they weren't
like,
looking for a
they were trying to win now. They were trying to get a chip, and like them trying to develop me or teach me stuff. It was they taught me stuff. It was more like off the court, but like the basketball, it was like they wanted to win now, which I don't look at them a certain way because they taught me a lot. But it was just different at that moment, you know.
Like the guys who came in on Kobe's the individual. If you ask them, they'd be like, "Wow, we don't like the dude." Mm-hmm. You don't. Yeah. You're meeting the wrong
one. You're meeting the one at the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
I don't know that. Did he ever have a rookie that he took under his wing?
He probably did, but he still probably didn't care.
I don't think he ever had rookies. You know, he had like veteran type of players. Mm. Like, you know, you have the Caron Butlers and all of them. You don't really
have.
That's
what I mean. He didn't mold anybody.
Because Caron took a lot from him too. Yeah. You know, Caron used to come back and tell us, you know, his preparation a lot he took from Kobe, but I feel like it's about the players.
Yep.
Like me, like I can look at Gil and look at certain things and I can pick up. It's just me as a person. Or I can see him with his J's or you. Like I'm just a person. I'm very observant. Some guys are not like that. Some guys need to be like, yo, get your ass in the gym. Work on your left, work on your right. And some guys don't get that. And that's why I'd be like, it's like this now. You might get some guys that work and you get some guys that don't work.
And that's what like people don't really understand. Players don't understand that it's 6 months. You know, you're gonna have times where you can go out and have fun, party and all that. But for the most part, you really have to just focus down, put the work in, and then in the summer, cool it for a little bit, and then you know it's just like
love it a little bit more.
Yeah, we go into we get into routines when we're playing that we don't realize that, damn. You know, like, you be on one of those, like, slumps. And then you sitting there trying to calculate, like, why am I missing? I didn't. And then you realize that we had a back-to-back, had a day off, I took the day off. Then we had another back-to-back, then we had a day off, I took that day off. And then this game, I ain't really got
you
no
really ain't got
shots.
No shots. So then you're thinking about it there. Then you're looking at your routine, like, did I wear my rubber band? Did I flip my socks inside out?
But you can get in your head about all that stuff,
yeah,
too.
And we do.
Well, you do, but like you said, but when all those things, you can turn around and look at it and be like, well, damn, like, he broke it down. I didn't shoot on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I didn't really shoot on Wednesday. So maybe I do need to get my butt in the gym on Friday and put up 1,000 shots, get one of my homeboys, and just pass it, you know? Yeah. Those things, like, I learned, I feel like, when I got to the Wizards. I feel like if you was healthy, man, we could have been. Because we won a chip with basically all the Washington Wizard players.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me in your mojo you can do the stuff Dirk. I'm not putting y'all together. Dirk is Dirk.
I mean, you know, there's a difference between a 7-foot score.
But I'm saying, when I was in your team and you was in your shit, man, come on, man. When you was in your mojo, we had defenders. We had an ISO player.
Yeah, I was
going to
say the assembly of talent was perfectly balanced.
You know, it was.
We just crazy off the court, man.
But that's what
that's another story. That's another situation.
But that's what made us good, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's what made us good because we were all together all the time doing that.
Actually, I was going to say this. You talk about swag. that might be the ultimate swagged out team ever. And that was another year.
Because of him.
It was him. But you think
like, you know how you have like arguments?
Yeah, okay, because
you know, you have arguments on a plane talking about some shit. And he always threw some shit in that just always irritated. Like, I swear to God, it irritated everybody. He'd be like, that's swag. try coming out of high school eating steak and filet mignon, not pizza like y'all did in college.
Me, like, come on, man. Always throwing the high school thing. Like, man, I was a millionaire at 18. You know, you guys was in college doing a little dorm.
I don't know what dorm life is like. Well, what is the dorm style? I've never been to a college campus.
And we just always talk like that. And then Gil get on his shit talking and Karan. But I feel like at the end of the day, like you said, that made us like tight. Like that made us in our mode. Because we was like, that's how we acted though, real talk. Like everybody from Brendan. We had Brendan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not even like Brendan. Brendan was like on his swag tip too. Like it was like, just a good thing.
I think, you know, like the swagger comes from when you're putting in the work, like, and you're seeing the results, you know, from, you know, everything you're doing. Yeah. I think that's where, you know, all the swag comes from. And that's what I said. It's like, if you don't have swag, that means you ain't working. You ain't putting in the work. And that's what I said. You know, I learned that
confident.
From him.
Yeah. You're not confident in yourself because you're not putting in that time and that work.
And that's what it is. The confidence is the killer.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You know, he came in as an athlete, then became a defensive player and a three-point specialist.
Yeah.
You had to put in the work. You had to put in the work to become, you know, that.
Yeah.
You know, and I seen it twice. I said, yo, there's no reason you can't be a shooter because I seen Jason Richardson, who couldn't shoot past 4 feet. Come in and become a three-point shooter. I seen Deshaun, who was a raw athlete, become a three-point shooter. Like, there's no, like, what are y'all doing in the summer?
Yeah, like, you got to get in the gym.
Like, you got to get in the gym. Like, somebody's like, yeah, what's your technique? Shoot. Shoot the ball. Shoot.
Like, Ben, I don't talk about Ben Simmons. To me, it's just like, he obviously is not going to the gym. Like, and if he's going to the gym, he's, like, staying away from the three-point. Like,
I was gonna say,
you should be able to, like, that's impossible.
But you're going to the gym. We've talked about this. But you don't train the right way.
Like they go to the gym.
They
work out 2 hours. But it's 2 hours on, I got, 120 shots up just all over the place. Like, nah, if you want to become a shooter, you have to shoot. Like,
shoot at those moments where when you're in a game, you get nervous. That's the shots you have to take.
I learned
that, like, for you to get like production and like B, you have to take the shots in a game that you're missing. So if you're doing the in and out and that ball go out of bounds, you better get in there, do that in and out, and get to the shot. Those are things you have to do.
Correct it, and that builds the confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that builds the swag. There it is. That's the formula. Speaking of not missing games, there's a game you gotta play right now. The enemies. Okay. You guys are up next.
Sure.
We can stay here all afternoon, fellas.
All right,
I might have a drink next time.